This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Corona quarantine 2020. What did you do? Nothing, probably. Well, mostly me too. That doesn't mean you can't eat healthy and eat things that are good for you. You're getting Uber Eats every day. What are you doing? You're wasting a bunch of money, number one, and you're eating like a monster. Come on, man. Have some self-pride. Have some self-respect. Try NTT Nutrition. Check them out at nttfitness.com. They got good food. They got things that are good for you, and they are delivered right to your door, just like Uber Eats. Same thing. But you're eating things, you're eating macros and micros, whatever the hell that means, I don't know. I just eat it, and I know I feel better, and believe it or not, I'm actually looking better too. Check it out. Use my code LEVELUP15 at checkout and get 15% off your first order, nttfitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bellies in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash out from behind, loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, singer just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio and RadioSaintPete.com. My name is William Koontz. Welcome back to the program. About a week and a half away from the presidential election, and holy hell. Oh, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. We have a man who's a corpse and a buffoon that are our two leading candidates for President of the United States to be the most powerful man in the world. Donald Trump and Joseph Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden. A lot happened for Joe Biden this week. Of course, Trump's tax returns leaked, and that was a big deal. And then earlier this past week, all this stuff leaked about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. And you go, who cares? It's his son. Who gives a crap? Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I got to be honest with you. The Post is leaking this, and New York Post is leaking this thing. They have his computer, basically, and it's got a bunch of stuff on it, and it's got a bunch of stuff that makes him and Joe Biden look not so great, although, as of now, Joe Biden hasn't been specifically named in any emails. It kind of looks like that Hunter was being his liaison overseas to get, you know, foreign money. I got to be honest with you, I'm trying to read this stuff as an average Joe. And I don't know how you feel about it, or if you even know about this. You probably don't even know about it, a lot of you. I was just like, my eyes were closing. And I was like, yeah, you're telling me that politicians are corrupt? Yeah, I know. That's why you run for office, is to get money. So you have, it's psychopaths who want that job, and then they get rich doing that job of telling other people what to do and being king. That's what it's about, man. What, am I supposed to be surprised by this? Is it really going to change anybody's mind? No, of course not. I made the mistake of showing a internal document from the Justice Department to a couple friends of mine about how in the 2016 election, the dossier, the P dossier, where Donald Trump allegedly got peed on and started the whole Russia collusion thing, which he's been dealing with for 4 years now, ended up nothing happening from it. But if you say that to your average Joe friend or Facebook friend, their heads will explode. If you say that, that was fake, dude. They erupt and they go, no, it wasn't. So they live in this world where, you know, anything that you say is that counters their evangelical perspective is not true, and they will fight you to the death on it. I showed him this document, screenshot it, sent it to him that apparently they have some foreign intelligence that maybe Hillary like got this document or got this Russia collusion thing going, and they got the intelligence from them. I go, hey, just out of curiosity, what do you guys think about this? And immediately got pushback of, that's fake. I don't know where you got that, but you need to check your facts. I'm like, oh, okay. I go, well, it's not fake. And I sent them the website where I got it from, and then they went, oh, well, it seems awfully convenient, the timing. Yeah, yes, it does. And it's done purposely, as was Trump's tax returns, as was this Hunter Biden leak. That's what politics is, man. Just because it's released at an inconvenient time or a convenient time doesn't mean that it's not any less real or fake. But you're talking to people who are totally in the matrix, man. And if you show them, you could show them things, and they'll be like, no. You know, all right, well, this is an internal document from our intelligence here. Yeah, no, it's probably fake. Okay. So I don't know what, I just don't waste my time anymore. Like, you have to, waking up and getting out of the matrix is one of those things where you have to allow people to do for themselves, because I don't know, it just is. It's your own journey that you have to take. I mean, it's, yeah. So I don't even bother. I try to avoid it as much as possible. My friends think I'm a freaking nut, but whatever. I mean, like, I have stuff that I can show you if you want to see it. No. Okay. All right. I mean, this has become an evangelical faith for people. And this presidential election is the most important thing. They need to get rid of not only a guy they disagree with, but the guy who is the devil, who personifies the evil in their religion. And it won't stop with him. There's always going to be somebody worse than him next go around. You see it in publications, local publications here, that just Republicans are evil. Creative Loafing put out a piece, but they're idiots. But, you know, you see that verbiage, and that's religious verbiage. I mean, this has gone far beyond any sort of, I just disagree with you. This is a battle for your soul. How much evil is applicable in a society? And obviously the answer can be none. It must be purged. So this is a war that's going on right now, and you're seeing it online. You're seeing tech companies interfere. You're seeing the New York Post stories on Hunter Biden be censored on Twitter. So far, in fact, that the Justice Department put it on their website, copied and pasted it, and they blocked that website. I mean, this is beyond Orwellian at this point. They're making decisions for you of what you can and cannot see. If you are outside of the approved media, then you are not to be taken seriously. This is the thing with banning stuff. This is why you always, I remember when the Confederate flag stuff happened, they were talking about banning the Confederate flag. I go, yeah, I'm not bananas about that, because it's just going to lead to other things. It's a slippery slope. And you go, okay, racist. You know, I'm just saying, I don't have any allegiances to the Confederate flag. I'm just concerned. I know it has other uses than what use, you know, than your meaning. It has other uses. I've seen it, you know, I've seen people who tell me that they had seen it hanged in or hung in like Connecticut, and it means screw you, New York City. I know people use it. Kanye West used it on his clothing. I mean, it means many things to different people. But no, it's the approved meaning is that it's about slavery and racism. So that's what it is. And I go, look, I don't really have any, you know, I don't wear the Confederate flag. I don't fly the Confederate flag. I'm not, but I just, I'm not bananas about it being banned. I'm not a fan of anything really being banned that doesn't hurt someone physically, or their property. I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings, but grow up. So that, and then you see, like, you know, and it was a slippery slope, because then it became the blue line, or the thin blue line flags became offensive. And that becomes a symbol of white supremacy. And you go, see, it doesn't stop. You know, they don't ever just go, okay, we're good with, all right, the Confederate flag's banned. All right, we're good now. There's always something else. Because you could take anything and repurpose it, right? This is why I'm not a fan of banning words either. You can't say the R word anymore. Well, I say the R word, and it means the dictionary term of what it means, but I say mentally handicapped instead. It's more words for me. It's two words. It takes a little longer, but guess what it means? It means the R word. Same thing with the Confederate flag. Like, people just adopt other symbols, and you could turn into whatever you want, and that's why they want to purge people from society. I mean, this is what it's about. It's about getting rid of certain groups and certain ways of thinking because they're evil and they need to be purged. So this happened with the New York Post. This isn't when they banned Alex Jones off Twitter and social media and he became a pariah. And he is a goof. He is a crazy person. But it's an act. He admitted in court that it's an act, a lot of this stuff. He's a WWE of news. And Alex Jones gained popularity not because he was... I mean, he had a following. He always had his following, but... I mean, he blew up after the election because media, corporate media pushed people to Alex Jones. Yes, they did. And they won't believe it. They'll go, no, no, no. They'll refuse that and refute that on its face. But the fact of the matter is if you're going to be lied to by politicians and politicians and media and people who are telling you what these people are saying, and they're bold-faced lying to you and gaslighting you a lot of the times, they're going to go, well, at least this guy's funny. If he's lying to me, I can get news from him, and at least he's fun. I don't have to listen to some old asshole just ramble and lie to my face. And you know it's a lie because of Twitter. You see this stuff on Twitter, they get exposed very easily. In real time, this stuff gets exposed if you want to seek it out. Now, if you're in the Matrix, then you're kind of just, you're pulled back and you're doing your thing. But it's all there for you. And the New York Post got censored this week. The Justice Department got censored this week. So you go, you know what? You people deserve to lose. They are pulling out all the stops in order to get this election to make Joe Biden president of the United States. And it is a game. I'm not sure if it really matters who is president. But, man, all those people on that side deserve to lose. And if they do, I don't know what's next. I don't know what's next after that. I'm hoarding two-week supply of food and enough ammunition for a gun battle or two, and the last bullet's for me. I don't know if I want to be around after that. It might not be worth it. I don't know. I've seen Apaches flying across the trop the other day, three Apaches headed towards MacDill. The guy I do the radio show with, Johnny, he was doing a show from his house in Valrico the other day, a very low... a helicopter group flew over his house and a guy called into the radio show and said that they are preparing for what's going to happen after the election. Meaning, I guess, mass chaos, mass riots. You know, the media is going to call for his head. If Trump wins again, they're going to tell people to get out there and do something about it. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It might be better if Joe Biden wins just to have some sort of normalcy in the Matrix where you have your corporate approved guy that can kind of just get things back to normal. I don't think things will ever be back to normal, but some sort of normalcy at least. I don't know. It's scary. 813-693-2124. Are you prepared for, did you make any preparations? I saw a story that people are, you know, hoarding supplies and things just in case S hits the fan. I'm curious to know if you did that. 813-693-2124. HMB Radio is the website. Please subscribe to this podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search HMB Radio, and it'll be there. Click the subscribe button. Share it with a friend. Follow me on Twitter, @home_made_man. Instagram's still gone. I don't think I'm getting that back, so I'm just not going to be on Instagram anymore. Very sad about it still. I don't know what I did, and they won't tell me. So as of right now, no Instagram. Twitter, though, is the best place to get me, @home_made_man, until they kick me off. I don't really tweet anymore because I'm afraid of upsetting somebody and getting canceled, and I want to keep my job. So I like my job, so I'm not really tweeting that often, but there's links there. Just follow me anyways. It would mean a lot to me if you did that, @home_made_man. There is a donate page if you're interested in contributing to this podcast monetarily. We do have a few sponsors, but, I live in a tiny apartment. I'm not saying you have to. I do this because I like doing it. But if you feel like contributing, it is an option for you. This is the modern world. It is 2020, and I am a whore. hmbradio.com/donate. You can kick in a few shekels if you'd like to. A few of you have, and I really appreciate it. So thank you. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in victory. Y Salon and Spa.com. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in good old St. Petersburg. While it stands, make your appointment. Get your haircut. Look good for the end of the world. You want to look good in that gunfight when you're holding that AR-15, pointing it at your ideological enemy across the street that used to be your neighbor. Truvy Salon and Spa.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
So I saw this story in the Tampa Bay Times this week, and my initial reaction was, oh, God, I rolled my eyes. And the thing about newspapers and corporate media in general is that they tend to be going broke, and they tend to hire these kids right out of school because they can pay them less.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tampa Bay Times is no exemption from that. It's a very young paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this story from this kid. His name's Jack. I don't know if he's gay. Doesn't matter if he's gay. I'm just saying he's kind of got gay face. I don't mean that as an insult to him. It's just there's some people that you just know are gay.
You don't see the rest of the body. You just see the face, right?
You just see the face.
Okay.
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, let me see gay face. I want to see. Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with gay
there's
face.
There's not. And no. I hope if he hears this for some reason...
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, he's got, can I be more specific? He's got queer face. Okay. He's got non-binary face. Okay. I wouldn't say he necessarily has gay face, if that makes sense. But it's like, was this person
it's more
born,
alliteration.
Man or a woman, or are they transitioning? Like, is your name Pat? Like, that's what I'm thinking when I see that face.
I got you. Yeah, okay. And that totally makes sense. And like I said, I don't know if he is, and I don't mean it as an insult. I'm just saying there's sometimes you just know people that are gay. You know, you go to school with them. I had a kid in elementary school. I don't know if he ever did turn out to be gay, but I'm pretty positive.
Yeah.
And then there was a kid in high school who got a bunch of crap, and everybody called him gay. And then afterwards, he came out of the closet, and now he lives in New York and bangs models. So,
oh, nice.
And he's super hot now.
Models that are guys? Or
models that are guys.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gay.
Well, winner.
Yeah, gay face. And...
Before we get into the article itself, I want to say, I want to know if you've experienced this as well when it comes to identifying a gay man versus a non-gay man, posture.
Oh, sure.
I aspire to have gay guy posture.
That's very good.
You really can pick it out. If you're paying attention, if you see a man and you're like, I'm not sure, they're kind of slender, they look kind of fit, you know, they're not really giving you alpha vibes. You got to look at the posture. If the posture is on point, then I can guess probably 9 times out of 10 that guy is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Straight guys just don't have the same kind of posture that gay guys do.
No, they don't. You're right.
They really pull back those shoulders.
Yeah, it's
great for your back and core.
I was going to say, their backs must be... I'm in pain constantly because I'm constantly slouching and slumping.
You
and,
hetero loser.
Yeah, I'm a mess. So I guess it pays sometimes. So
yeah.
Newspapers tend to, especially over the past few years, because they are going broke because of the internet and blogging and social media... they tend to hire people they don't have to pay very well, and that tends to be younger kids right out of school who went and got indoctrinated for 4 to 8 years into thinking and believing certain ways, and then they take this out into the real world, mm-hmm. and now they have bylines. They're 23-year-olds with bylines, and they're able to go out there, and the newspapers aren't news anymore. They're more advocacy.
Well, they're op-eds, you know?
Right.
They're editorial pieces.
Yeah.
So and it's not really news. It's
right.
News with a heavy twist.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And they're trying to get their group into the mainstream, and they advocate for certain groups. So I don't know if this kid is. It doesn't matter. But I thought it was an interesting story. When I looked at it on its face, I rolled my eyes and said, so we're going to advocate for people to have sex in public places now?
Wait,
what's going on?
Can I get the title?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So the title is Hillsborough Sheriff Publicized a Sex Sting. Did it target gay men? And the men who are accused of this, go up a little bit, says the, we read the byline there. The men are accused of agreeing to have sex in a park with other men who are actually undercover deputies. Experts and advocates say it recalls from an era of anti-gay policing. It's really anti-male policing more than anything, and I'm going to tell you why. Because men are disgusting pigs. who will have sex in a park. Okay,
like women will do it too.
No, they won't.
Yeah, not, they will.
No, in this Florida? Is and this is what I was going to bring up too is that women will do this all the time, where you talk to a lady. And unfortunately, it's just one of those things you can't know, because I'm stuck in my body and brain, and you as a lady are stuck in your body and brain.
Women have sex in public places, but it's typically with people they know. It's not with, like, a stranger.
Sure, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly, with a boyfriend or something. I've seen stories of couples having sex on the beach and stuff like that. However, pretty rare, I would say. Way less rare than two men having sex in public, because you have two sick perverts who have the same brain chemistry, which is sex, 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 anytime, anywhere, as a man, and they're attracted to a man. So you're just going to double that deviancy, and then you have sex in a public park.
Okay.
You know, you're at a point where you will, this has been there's across from the radio station, there's mangroves. I don't know if you ever heard about that.
Oh, absolutely.
Then men will supposedly go there.
And Redneck Riviera.
Yeah, men go there, and then they kind of wink at each other, and next thing you know, they're banging in the mangroves. I don't know if that's true or if that's an urban legend.
You should go and check it out.
I don't think so.
You should do a field study.
I mean, you know what? Maybe I should. Maybe I'll go check it out.
Get in there.
So, the thing with these, women always go, I get horny too. And you go, like, not like we do. Not like we do. Now, it's impossible to test, but overall, I think men, it's way
more intense. Men have a higher sex drive on average. Yeah, I think so.
So then when you get these two guys who are into each other and are willing to do it anytime, anywhere, then you end up with stuff like this, or they're having sex in a public park or a restaurant.
They're also strangers as well.
And they're strangers, right.
I think that's an important element, because that's typically, women typically don't do that.
Right.
That's it. That's a major difference.
In the article, they talk about how people are less likely to be arrested if they're straight and having sex in a public park. I don't know if that's true. Maybe there is something to that. I don't know.
I think that if they are, it sounds like they're obviously gay men that are trying to hide it, and they're doing it in these public places because they feel like they can't do it at home. They don't want to be seen at a hotel. So obviously, if they're going to do this sting and it's gay guys that are hiding from the public or their families or friends or whatever, obviously you're going to find more gay men doing it because they're trying to hide it by doing it in a public park. So.
Exactly. And that's a very good point. And I think that's very true. There's not a lot of critical thinking that's put into these types of stories. They just go, this law affects this group disproportionately, ergo, this law is either racist, homophobic, whatever.
It's a very elementary way of thinking, but
yes, very much so. So they go, well, if this affects this group more, we have to get rid of the law. So what's the alternative here? Just allowing people to have sex in public parks?
And that's the problem. Not that they're gay guys. It's
that they're having sex.
You were explaining to me, because I was like, what's the issue? And you're like, it's public. And I go, oh yeah, obviously. Right. I didn't even think about that. Right. Because who cares if you're doing it in your home, or, you know, Chad Cronister isn't going into people's houses or into hotels. It's because it's a public park or in the mangroves where there could be children or other people. You're not supposed to. You're not even, if you're caught like peeing in public, that's considered a sex offense. So
Or a decent so I guess that would be a sex offense. And you know, their qualms with this is, I guess, number one, that there was no reports of public sex happening in this park where this was going on. But I don't know, there must be a reason why they targeted this park. I mean, you don't just
there are probably a lot of complaints. Maybe
that's what they said. There was none in the article, but I don't know if that's true. And I don't
think why would
you
waste your time? I feel like there's probably a few drops.
Exactly. Yeah. There must have been some hint that there was some of this going on in this particular park here. And I guess some of the language that Cronister used, he called it vile and disgusting, and this behavior is unacceptable. I'm trying to be fair here, but like I said, the alternative is, if you look at it and simplify it down, is can you have sex in a public park or not?
No.
And I think the answer is no, you shouldn't do that. I'm no prude, but I think it's better if you do that behind somewhere private.
Oh, I thought you said, what is the law? And the law is you can't do that.
And it is you can't do that. Okay. And I don't think that should change, change the law for that reason. And but the part of the article that I go in, okay, I get it. I get what you're saying, is stings. Now, they set up a sting, so they sent undercover officers in and kind of coerced these men. Said, hey, we should go give mouth stuff to each other in these bushes back here. And the guys went, okay, that sounds great. And then they pulled their penises out, and then
you're
they went,
arrest.
You're under arrest.
Yeah.
So they kind of
Do you
it's
think
almost
some
like
of them
entrapment.
Thought it was like role play and was like, you're a dirty bird, and then just continued on?
I mean, however it worked, there's been some guys who were, I guess, arrested for soliciting. Some were arrested for exposure. And I get the point of cops setting this up and entrapping people. It almost seems like some sort of entrapment where you're, because you don't know what would have happened if the cops wouldn't have been there. Would they have just found somebody else, or, yeah, you know?
Most likely, yes, but you can't say with 100% certainty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you're guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, it kind of puts the reasonable doubt into play there. And I guess a lot of these men, because of that, end up being not guilty. Because you can't prove their intent, you know, and they weren't caught in the act. They were.
Well, if you take your penis out.
I guess if that is another level, yeah. But if you're just like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. I'll do stuff to you. And then they're like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
And then the cop's like, oh, well, hey, you're under arrest. You know, right. nothing preceded that, sure, you know. Sure. So I guess those tend to get off. But then they get put in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And their mugshots get put out there. And now with social media, you have, you know, a lot of them are married men that are married to women. And some of them, like, there
are
was some comments.
Getting exposed and you're ruining lives.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, if you're a gay guy and you marry a chick, like, that's not only ruining your own life, but it's ruining your wife's life, too. It's kind of a really crappy thing to do.
You mean the of getting exposed or the actual... like your
both
lie of a lie.
Your lie, you know, you're living a lie, sure, quite literally, and you're not only living a lie for your own life, you're living a lie for your wife's life,
yeah,
you know,
and potential kids,
right,
you know, and now you're the neighborhood I don't want to say gay guy, but you know, now you're looking like Andrew Gillum,
right,
which isn't a great look, obviously,
right. Oh, he's turned
that
around,
and like three kids and everything. That was really, it wasn't people, some people were applauding him for like coming out and being brave,
yes,
and I'm like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
disgusting. Forget about like who, I don't care what your sexual orientation is, that's besides the point, but you're married with children, and not only are you embarrassing yourself, but and not only was he caught with a dude, but he was like naked throwing up on like meth, who God only knows what else he was taking, and and now it's like he's ruined his wife's life and his kids' life because they have to answer to, oh, why was your dad with a bunch of dudes naked on the bathroom floor overdosed on drugs? Like, that's not a good look for anybody.
Not great so, no, yeah, so I mean, it kind of does ruin, and some of the things that they brought up in the comments or in the story was that people in comments were saying like, I know this guy's his wife, I hope she leaves him, and you know, just like slurs, I guess, being thrown out there, which I don't know how you can legislate people being a dick on social media. I mean, you can't.
You're allowed to say mean things. You're allowed to do that.
They're definitely cracking down on it. Like, I guess they could suspend your account or, you know, get rid of your account.
You're using certain terms, but I mean, you can work your way around it. You don't have to use like the F word or something like that, but you can say like, this guy's an abomination, he's vile, whatever, you know, so.
Yeah, the sheriff's spokeswoman, Crystal Clark, she defended the operation as a way of protecting children and said that the accusations that the sting was prejudiced against gay men are absurd, quite frankly,
prejudice.
Offensive.
Shut up. Shut up. Obviously, if people are having sex in public and it's mostly men with men, of course it's going to target gay men.
Like, and they're just going to be, like I said, this is just going to be, it's anti-male. More than anti-gay, because men are more prone to do this sort of behavior. Then when you get a man that's into a man, they're going to be doubly as likely to proceed in that kind of behavior. Like, I don't know if you've ever had sex in public.
No.
You haven't ever? Okay.
No.
Because, I mean, I have.
I know a lot of people have.
Yeah.
It's a thrill, I think. Well, in a car, that's public.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's public.
Yeah, that's public, yeah.
Yeah, look at you, you slut.
Yeah.
Way to go.
No, sorry.
Yeah, no, nothing wrong with that. I mean, I lost my virginity in the back of a Ford Escape at the Largo movie theater.
Romantic.
So, very romantic, very straight to business, ruined my life for a period of time. To the point where I said, if this is sex, I'm never doing it again. It was so disgusting. God.
You ripped it off like a Band-Aid.
Oh, man, I got it. I did everything. First time around, I don't know when this is going to happen again. I've waited 10 years for this to happen.
And it was, like, premeditated among, like, your friends? Like,
oh, yeah,
It
was
set
up.
Okay.
Yeah, set up. It was organized. It was.
Did you
like,
know her before, or you met her then?
I met her very, like, a few other times.
Okay.
Yeah, she had just, like, got out of a she's one of those weird people that were, like, married very, very young. You know, or was like getting married or something.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, we were 18 at the time, but she had just, like, split up with this guy. I think she was married when she was, like, 16 or something. Wow. And she just wanted...
some D.
She wanted some to get some new D. Yeah, and I had that available. So I was like, okay, let's do it. Let's get it on. Did she know that
she was robbing your V-card? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just took advantage of the situation, like, did everything, including... downstairs, oh. You know, head first, downstairs, sliding in like Pete Rose to the plate, and boy, was that a mistake. You have to be very careful, you know, fellas out there, young men, you know, who you do that to. It's got to be somebody you love or at least has
somewhat
hygiene.
Like.
Yeah, has some sort of hygiene.
In the past couple hours.
I don't know what a peat bog is, but that's what I would describe it as down there. It was a peat bog. Yeah.
I don't know what that is either, but it sounds like it smells.
It does. It wasn't great. And I was so disheartened afterwards and so grossed out that I said, I'm never doing this again. This was awful.
And he never did, folks.
And I never did. Kidding. That was it. No. And then the second time happened, I was like, oh, that was much better. Okay. I like that one, that time much better.
Were there a few year gap between the two? Or
there was probably 6 months.
Okay.
You know, a year
maybe.
You got
back on the horse.
I got back on the horse. And
you rode it.
I rode it.
Not well, but.
Yeah, you know, it depends how many bourbons I have. If I have in that sweet zone, I'm a freaking Casanova.
Yeah.
Anything less or more, not so much. Okay. So it just depends. But
trial and error.
Yeah. So I mean, like, yeah, I wonder like how likely you are to be busted if you're a straight couple. You know, they claim that you're more likely to be arrested if you're gay and you're having public sex more than...
Well, if gay guys are doing it more frequently, obviously they're going to be caught more. So
that's what
it's really
a
numbers game, not so much like we're targeting homosexuals over heterosexuals.
Right, right.
I mean, any way that they can kind of... I mean, let's go back to, you know, with all due respect with gay face. If we go back to gay face, for some reason, I'm thinking he's got an agenda. I can't... Where is his face?
Oh, yeah, you just
got
to click his name there.
Left hand doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this guy, again, I'm just judging, but I'm usually not wrong about these things. Maybe he has an agenda, something that he's trying to push. And obviously, this story is more exciting when there's prejudice and racism and sexism involved. So, you know.
Yeah. That was my gut reaction too. And like I said, nothing wrong with, you know, hey, more power to you, pal. Yeah. I'm not saying anything, but you gotta have gay face. And you might have an agenda that you're pushing. Yes. So I just don't know what the you know, end game of this article is. Like, you're targeting gay men. I think they're just targeting men because men are more likely to participate in these kind of behaviors.
Sounds like he's just criticizing the department, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. There's no solution. I mean, do they want to change the law? To be honest with you, it's one of those laws that's like, okay, I see why it exists, but do I really care? No. Do I really? But I'm also not a child, and I'm not a parent with a child.
If you were a child, yeah.
If I'm worried about, you know, Anna Jr. walking around and seeing something like this, again, this probably isn't happening around noon o'clock. You know, this is probably happening in the middle of the night. Why is a child running around? Again, you got to be careful. But this doesn't bother me. I really don't care if people are hiding in mangroves.
I'm not sure if it is during the.
Nighttime.
The nighttime. It might be during the daytime.
I'm assuming it is, but I could be wrong. I'm probably not.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I guess are sting operations moral, where you're setting somebody up to get caught? I agree that that's a problem, but the alternative is to catch people in the act while they're already doing it. Maybe if you get caught and, like, yes, you get exposed, you get put out there to the public, you're not really incarcerated. You might have to pay some sort of fines. A lot of them, the charges are dropped because it's one of those things like, how do you know that's what they were going to do? You know, but I think the thinking is that you arrest them, you put their picture in a newspaper, you kind of shame them a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then don't do this anymore. You know what I mean? Like, if you do this, you might get exposed.
Right.
So you got to take your degeneracy online. You know, set it up on Craigslist or something like instead.
Let's look at other examples of sting operations. Like, you have people that are posing as teenage boys on chat rooms and they meet up with child molesters.
That's what they compared it to. Yeah.
Or you have people who are undercover policemen and women posing as a prostitute, and you're rolling around Nebraska Avenue and you pull over and you're a John looking for a prostitute, and then you get arrested. Like, it's probably pretty likely that that is what you were there for. Is it a guarantee? No, but, well, actually it is a guarantee, because if you pull over and you go, how much for a hand ski or whatever, which is probably not what you're after, but
I just want to know,
isn't it safe to assume that that's what you were going to do?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, like, it just seems like it's so easy with the internet. And I know some of these guys are older, so maybe they don't know how to use the internet, but it's just so easy to set this stuff up, and you can go behind somebody's, you know, in somebody's residence or home and kind of take care or get a hotel room or whatever you need to do. Yeah. But like the days of, you know, having public sex, gay sex in the bushes, like, I think we can agree that nobody should be doing that in public. That's the bottom line.
Yeah,
and whether you're gay or not, having sex in public is, I'm not a prude, but I wouldn't want to see that.
Probably not, no. But here's the thing. I bet most of these guys, if not all of these guys, are not out of the closet.
That's what a lot of,
you know what
of, yeah.
I mean? So they're in the closet, they're married, they have girlfriends, maybe they come. I mean, if we're doing this in Florida, I mean, although it's a purple state, a lot of the states is red. And I could imagine that a lot of these guys that come from conservative homes where being gay is not an option,
sure,
where they have to do this behind everybody's back. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think now it's pretty okay now for it's actually celebrated now a lot of times to be gay in this culture and that we're in now, and celebrated. Not only do you have to accept it, you have to celebrate it. But I don't know. I think the bottom line of this is, it's not, my takeaway was, it's not anti-gay,
no,
it's anti-male. And I'm okay with that as a male. Like, you shouldn't be doing that stuff. And maybe you could make an argument for sting operations being outdated, but I think it's one of those things where they want to stop the behavior. So instead of throwing you in jail, they kind of publicly shame you.
Make an example out of you.
And so others don't participate in the future to put a stop to it. So if you head on over to Anna's Twitter page, you'll be able to find a link to her podcast, which is the second part of this podcast, at Anna Hummel Radio. And basically, it's about Justin Bieber. But the price of becoming a child star, and that conversation can be found in continuation with this one over on her podcast at Anna Hummel Radio on Twitter. You can find the link. I'll be there. Make sure you follow me as well, @home_made_man, while I'm still on Twitter. Who knows how long that will last with the way things are going? Nobody knows. And head over to hmbradio.com. to get all the podcasts, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, it's there, man. And you know what you could do to really help as well is give it a 5-star rating. It only takes a second, and it really does help out. So check that out. The Johnny B Show, of course, 9 to midnight, except Wednesdays, 10 to midnight, with myself. And, of course, Mr. Johnny B is on 102.5 The Bone over there, so check that out. We sometimes do some live streams and stuff. I've been trying to release those as podcasts when we do them, but I want to start getting the HMB Radio YouTube up. Still scheduling people. Supposed to have Mike Calta on a few times, but just didn't work out. But that's the beauty with podcasts, is you can kind of do them at your leisure, and they can be however long you want. So I want to start trying to do some like live stream stuff over on YouTube. So keep an eye on that. Just put in HMB Radio. Same thing on YouTube. Subscribe over there, because stuff pops up from time to time. And with that, I suppose I will leave you. A little bit shorter of an episode this week, but check out part 2 on Anna's podcast feed, Anna Hummel Radio. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. Check out Truvi Salon and Spa. Check out NTT Fitness. I have a good week. We're going to talk election stuff next week. That should be fun. Got some decisions to make, folks. We all do. For good or for better or for best. I don't know. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.